Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this morning's program with music from John Brim, who first recorded in 1951, and who throughout the decade of the 50s, he recorded for roughly about 13 years. We're going to listen to John Brim from 1960. He made a huge impact on the blues world. His style of slide guitar, patterned after Robert Johnson, was copied just by all sorts of artists, and he sang with a searing intensity that definitely was attention-getting. Here's Elmore James with Fine Little Mama.
Something else to do. I got to get me somebody new. And no matter where I stay or go, I think I'll move on down the road.
From 1993, Billy Boy Arnold with a number called Move On Down the Road, something that sounds like it must have been a spinoff of an old Chuck Berry tune. And Billy Boy Arnold had recorded back in the 1950s as a very young man with Bo Diddley. He was in Bo Diddley's band for a while, played with quite a number of other artists around that time. He had been basically schooled in the blues harp by Sonny Boy Williamson, the original Sonny Boy. Here he is, of course, doing a number called Move On Down the Road, and the disc, this comes from his Back Where I Belong, Billy Boy Arnold. Billy Boy was preceded by Elmore James here on KRVS. We heard Elmore from 1960 on guitar and vocals doing a number called Fine Little Mama. And again, his influence spread far and wide. Case in point might be Fleetwood Mac. Danny Caruana and Peter Green both really got into the style of Elmore James. Here they are here on KRVS from November of 1967. Fleetwood Mac with a cover of an old Elmore James tune.
Got to my babe was talking, and what she said is true. So it seemed like time's getting tough, like they was in 32. You don't have no job, our bills is past due. So now tell me, baby, what we gonna do? Tough time. Tough time is here once more. Now if you don't have no money, people, you can't live happy no more. I had a good job, working many long hours a week. They had a big layoff, and they got poor me. I'm broke and disgusted, in misery. Can't find a part-time job, nothing in my house to eat. Tough time. Tough time is here once more. Now if you don't have no money, you can't live happy no more. Oh, my I went down to the grocery store, said I'd get a little more food on time. That man said, wait a minute, see how do we stand? Say, I'm sorry to tell you, you do fall behind. Tough time. Tough time is here once more. No money, can't live happy no more.
John Brim on guitar and vocals from in March of 1954. In the background playing blues harp was Jimmy Reed, and also Gracie Brim was on drums. That was John's wife. John Brim was originally from Kentucky, moved to Chicago. This was one of his better-known tunes, Tough Times. He also did Ice Cream Man, Rattlesnake, and a few others that became Chicago blues standards. Interesting use of that stop time riff that Muddy Waters pioneered back in around 1953 or so, that would become so prominent in tunes like I'm a Man and Hoochie Coochie Man. Before we heard John Brim, we heard Fleetwood Mac from November of 1967, Fleetwood Mac doing an Elmore James tune called Got to Move. And as everybody knows, it knows much about rock and roll. Blues was one of the major underpinnings of a lot of rock tunes and a lot of rock guitar styles. Case in point of the influence of blues, we're going to move on to November 22nd of 1981 and the Checkerboard Lounge in Chicago. And Muddy Waters is performing with his band, which includes John Primer on guitar and also Lovey Lee on piano and Mojo Buford on blues harp. And guess who walks in? Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, Ian Stewart, the Rolling Stones, and they participated with Muddy on a few tunes. Case in point, an interesting version of Muddy's Hoochie Coochie Man. Again, Muddy Waters and the Rolling Stones here on KRVS.
The gypsy woman told my mother,
oh, yeah,
before I was born, you got a boy child coming. gonna be a son of a gun. They gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Well, you know I'm the hoochie coochie man. Everybody knows I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls.
That's right.
Leave me by my hand. Then the world will know. Now I'm that hoochie coochie man. What's that I'm here?
Seventh hour.
What?
Of the seventh day.
What happened?
On the seventh month. The seventh doctor say.
No kidding.
I was born for good luck.
I see that.
And that you see.
Yeah.
I got $700.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Something good. I'm gonna put everybody down. Yeah, you know I got something good. I'm gonna put everybody down. Yeah, you know I done got lucky. Found me a bird nest on the ground. Well, you know I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what they do. I don't care what nobody says. And I don't care what they do. everything going my way.
James Cotton Band from the disc Cottonmouth Man, a recent release that's doing very well on the blues charts. That was Daryl Newlish on vocals, of course, James Cotton on blues harp, and Tom Holland on guitar on this particular track. Chuck Leavell on piano. Leavell, of course, played for quite a while in the touring band that the Rolling Stones ran, and we heard the Rolling Stones along with Muddy Waters just prior to hearing James Cotton and his group. We heard Muddy at the Checkerboard Lounge back in November of 1981. Muddy Waters and special guests, the Rolling Stones. And this is from an interesting, fairly recent release called Muddy Waters, the Rolling Stones, Checkerboard Lounge, Live, Chicago, 1981. There's also film of the event, which is pretty interesting. And, of course, Muddy did Hoochie Coochie Man. And as mentioned, a lot of British blues rock, blues and rock stars got a lot from American blues. But there was a current ran both ways. Case in point, here is a Mick Jagger tune done by Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King from their brand new disc, Road Dog Life.
Everybody knows. some diamonds, and you will have some others. But you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. But don't
No Headstone on My Grave. That was music from Little Esther Phillips. Really interesting lady. She did her first recordings at the age of 14. She was the youngest person to have a number one hit on the R&B chart. She started recording back in 1950 with the Johnny Otis Orchestra out of Los Angeles. Before we heard Little Esther Phillips, we heard Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King from their brand new disc Road Dog's Life, and they did a cover of the Rolling Stones tune I Play With Fire. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area, and there is a whole lot happening. For Bach Lunch today in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sans Souci, the Mercy Brothers will be performing at that time, though downtown alive tonight because the Festival Acadien Creole will be kicking off this evening in Girard Park. The official cutting of the Boudin links takes place at 5:15 p.m., then immediately following that, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie with special guest Joel Saunier will be performing, and they're followed on the main stage at 7:15 by Jambalaya with special guests D.L. Menard, Belton Richard, and hopefully Jimmy C. Newman. And let me see, then tomorrow morning things kick off at 10:30 at the main stage with Jackie Caillé and Cajun Cousins. And also they're followed by Huval Fusilier, Cajun Band, Les Bassettes, Baffa Toujours, Dog Hill Stompers, and Lafayette Rhythm Devils and with Roddy Romero and Mitch Reed. And the Hope City All-Stars, and then closing out that main stage tomorrow evening, Fou Follet. And on the Heritage Stage tomorrow, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys start at 10:30, followed by Joel Martin and Friends, then Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds takes over. And at 2 o'clock, Savoy Family Band, followed by the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and then Corey Ledet and his Zydeco Band. And at 5:45 on the Heritage Stage, Michael Doucet and Les Amis Cajun will be performing. And at 7 p.m. on that stage, Bonsoir Cotin. Also, some things going on tonight. Maybe I got ahead of myself. Let me see. In the Opelousas tonight, Wallace Trojan and Rice and Gravy play for Music and Market. Then back here in Lafayette, Machete with the Trailer Hounds will be at Artmosphere, Modern Jazz Movement at Blue Dog Cafe. And the Mercy Brothers, after playing Bach Lunch today, they'll be playing tonight at Blue Moon Saloon, as well as the band Lost Bayou Ramblers. They're playing there also. Walter Jr.'s at Imonelli, Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's, Jambalaya at Randall's, Scott Allen Stagg at Bisbano's, Kurt Boudreau at Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night, Liam Catchings at the Wild Salmon, and Dan DeSandro Trio at the Poor Bar and Winery. Tomorrow morning, there's a Zydeco Breakfast featuring John Wilson and his Zydeco House Rockers. At the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Then Earth Funk tomorrow night at Artmosphere, Bayard Family Band at Blue Dog Café, Pine Leaf Boys and Fou Follet at Blue Moon Saloon. Robert Cray will be in town playing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tomorrow night. Hex Chords at Bisbano's tomorrow, Lerone Rubin at Charlie Cheese, also Ronnie Weiss Band with Brad Swallow at Badas and Port Barry. Gainey Arsamaugh tomorrow night at Liberty Theater in Eunice, and Joe Hall and the Louisiana Cane Cutters will be playing Whiskey River tomorrow night. And of course, we didn't mention some of the bands at the festival tomorrow. There's also the Bayou Food Festival, Louisiana Craft Fair, the Atelier Jam Tent. So all sorts of things going on as part of the Festival Acadien Creole in Girard Park tomorrow. They have the dance stage that opens at 10:45 tomorrow with Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers. There's the Folk Roots Tent has some very interesting presentations tomorrow. There'll be a kids camp spotlight hosted by Yvette Landry and Brazos Huvals kicking things off there at 11 in the morning. Then Zydeco Keyboard Styles presented by Curly Taylor and Keith Clements. Then The Life of Buzu Chavis with Poncho Chavis, Margaret John, Barry Osley, and members of the Dog Hill Stompers. And Marcy LaCouture and Christy Guillory appear at the Jam Tent and Folk Roots Tent at 2:45, and then 4 to 5 p.m. The Roots of Swamp Pop with T.K. Hulin, Rob Savoy, and Rick Olivier. And that's followed by the Metro Playboys with a Metro Playboys reunion at 5:15. That's all at the Louisiana Folk Roots stage. And let me see. They've got definitely too much to mention, but we're going to try anyway. Sunday at the main stage, Forrest Huval and Friends, followed by Kevin Naka and the Awesome Playboys. Ray Abshire and Friends take over the main stage tomorrow at, Sunday at 1 p.m., followed by the Babineau Sisters, then Steve Riley, Wayne Toops, the band Catambla. The Heritage Stage, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, Joel Martin and Friends, Cheryl Cormier. We mentioned some of of those already. Chris Miller and Friends Sunday, Jimmy Burrow and Friends, Magnolia Sisters, High Performance, Horace Strong, the Pine Leaf Boys. The list goes on and on. Lots of great music. And then there are also Sunday there a number of venues will be having a post festival get-togethers and concerts. So something else to check out. You might check out some of the entertainment guides in the Independent and the Times of Acadiana. And there are all sorts of festivals. There are other festivals going on this weekend, one in Houma. There's also, next weekend, the Tesh Project will be presenting Shake Your Tail Feather concert. Then there's a Black Pot Festival coming up on the 25th and 26th of October. Things go well on into November. Louisiana Folk Roots is holding a series of concerts, so keep your dancing shoes in a good state of repair. There's a lot to hear. And with the festival in mind, we're going to turn next here on the Blues Box on KRVS to a session recorded back in June of 1985. This is from the Beausoleil album, Allons à Lafayette. Here is Sonny Landreth playing slide and the legendary and much-beloved Canray Fontenot on fiddle and vocals. A number called Les Blues à Canray.
Okay. Hit it. Three.
Oh, yeah, I as I play Lolita. J'avais tout ça, j'ai pu. Mais Lolita était pas bon. Elle m'avait travaillé pour des hommes. À la ravonnée, tout ça, j'avais. À ma belle pour mon châle, moi j'ai acheté un châle. Alors on voyait mon atelier, promener avec l'œil et l'or. Lolita, Lolita, il y avait une seule chose. Dans le voisinage, elle avait pris de ça, j'avais à l'âge d'un bourriquet. Yeah, yeah! Elle a payé 15 piastres pour le bourriquet. Hasta Lolita est dans, elle m'a donné le bourriquet pour mon moté. La moyarde de toi tu m'as brûlé. And if he bought campons, je crois tout le temps ça va me faire du mal.
Support comes from the Tesh Project, presenting the second annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival, a free celebration of the Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail, October 19th from noon to 6 p.m. at Parc des Pins in Breaux Bridge. Festival events include a kayak raffle, paddle excursions, heritage stage, kids activities, and music from Maker's Reel, Bonsoir Catin, and Corey Ledet. For more information, the website is teshproject.org.
Well, I'm going, babe, I'm going, and your crying won't make me stay. Yeah, the more you cry, my babe, for you die, Shauna, I'm Shauna. My big house, and I sat down on her step. They won't go near my babe, but my dear Sean, I'm Sean. Yes, I would, I would again be. Swimming in the deep blue sea, I'd have all the good looks fishing out, Shauna, I mean out, Shauna. Can't come in. Let me sit down for your door. I'll leave early in the morning, baby. Real man now, Shauna now, I mean now, Shauna. None of my business, but you know I know it ain't right. And you'll get me all day long on your own. Shauna, huh? I mean, huh? Shauna, huh?
Mississippi Hill Country Blues man R.L. Burnside, recorded back in 1969 with his rendition of Catfish Blues. A signature version of that dates probably back to the 1941 version that Tommy McLennan did of it that he probably learned from Robert Pettway. But anyway, this was R.L. Burnside's among his first recordings done in 69. And, of course, his blues career definitely improved after these came out. Before we heard R.L. Burnside, we heard Canary Fontenot and also Sonny Landreth from the album A Laws à Lafayette, Beausoleil's album of recorded back in 1985. We heard Canary on fiddle and doing the vocals, Les Blues à Canary, a good appropriate tune for the Friday, kicking off the Festival Acadienne Creole here in Lafayette. We're going to turn back the clock next to 1928 and listen to Furry Lewis, one of the great blues men to come out of Memphis, Tennessee. He recorded back in the late 1920s, then worked as a street cleaner for many, many, many years. In 1959, he was rediscovered and had a pretty good career for the rest of his life. Here he is with a number that talks about a train wreck that took place in Canton, Mississippi back in 1900. Furry Lewis with Cassie Jones.
I woke up this morning, 4 o'clock. Mr. Case told the farmer, get his bottle of hot. Put on your water, put on your coal, put your head out the window, see my driver's roll, see my driver's roll. Put your head out the window, see my driver's roll. Lord, some people said Mr. Case couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, was 49, got a Newport News, it was dinner time, what dinner time. Got Newport News, it was dinner time. I sold my den, I sold the street, pulled his rum to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nodded head, she made me welcome to the folding bed, to the folding bed. Made me welcome to the folding bed. Lord, people said to Casey, you run over time, you haven't nothing losing with the 109. Casey said, it ain't in mine. I run in glory as I make my time. Said all the passengers better keep yourself here. And that's gonna shake like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake like Cheney did. Mr. Case run his engine in the miles of place. Number 4 stabbed him in the face. The death toll case is where you must leave town. Feed him a soul, I'm Alabama bound, Alabama bound. Alabama bound. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought the sewing machine. The needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved Mr. Casey because she told me so, told me so. Loved Mr. Casey because she told me so. That was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Them on ride, Mr. Case, I die. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. A rambling one with a rambling mind. Got a rambling mind.
Solid, yeah. must be Joliet bound. Well, you can cook my supper, let me go to bed. Cook my supper now, let me go to bed. I've been drinking white lightning, has gone to my head. You gonna quit me, baby, it's the first thing I wanna do. Quit me, baby, it's the first thing that you wanna do. Someday you gon' want me, babe, I won't want you. Well, police shoot the gun, pain all in my side. Police shoot the gun, pain all in my side. If you run from me, must be bound to die.
Here on KRVS with an old Kansas Joe McCoy tune, a number called Joliet Bound. Before we heard Rory Block, we heard Furry Lewis from 1928, a great Memphis blues artist. Furry Lewis doing a number called Cassie Jones, Part 1. Next year on KRVS, someone else that got their start in Memphis anyway, and was married to Kansas Joe McCoy, who originally did that Joliet Bound. We're talking, of course, about Memphis Minnie. Her second husband was Joe McCoy. From 1933, here is Memphis Minnie with a number called Ain't No Use You Gonna Tell On Me.
Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Just to show this paper sticks upside the wall, I'm going somewhere and have my ashes hauled. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Cause I remember last winter when the winter was cold, you was out on the corner trying to sell Jerry Roll. Now ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't only you try to tell on me, I know something on you. I was sitting in my kitchen just as quiet as a lamb. I wasn't too quiet to hear my back door slam. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. I want you to tell me how come you do like you do. You know I love you, ain't done a thing to you. I don't need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you. And don't need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. And don't need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you. When I want it, I want it, and I want it bad. If you don't give it to me, you wanna make me mad. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me. I know something on you, I mean. I know something on you.
Again, from 1933, that was Memphis Minnie on both guitar and vocals. She was well-known, very influential for her guitar playing. It said that she once beat out Big Bill Brunzi in a guitar contest held in the mid-1930s, and the prize was a couple of bottles of booze.